Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Postmates.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise's office put out a statement late last night saying, Congressman Steve Scalise has been readmitted to the intensive care unit at MedStar Washington Hospital Center due to new concerns for infection. His condition is listed as serious. We will provide another update tomorrow, July 6th.
President Trump is in Poland, and here's what he said at his news conference this morning with the president of Poland. He said Polish Americans came out in droves in the 2016 election and noted he was very happy with the result. He said the U.S. was working with Poland to counter Russia's destabilizing behavior in the region. Trump vowed to confront North Korea very strongly and said there are consequences for their, quote, very, very bad behavior.
Trump also went back to a familiar talking point, his war against CNN. Trump said, I think what CNN did was unfortunate for them. They have been fake news for a long time. They have been covering me in a very dishonest way. He also touched on NBC, saying that they are equally as bad, despite the fact I made them a fortune with The Apprentice, but they forgot that. Trump also talked about North Korea, saying, we'll see what happens. I have some pretty severe things that we are thinking about.
He also discussed Russian interference in the 2016 election, saying he thinks it was Russia, but it could have been other people or countries as well. Trump likened his uncertainty about who meddled in the election to the false intelligence about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Trump also said the U.S. would, quote, continue to work with Poland militarily to counter Russia's influence in the region, but the two presidents did not discuss guarantees. There are up to 5,000 troops in Poland, Trump said.
Trump is speaking at Krasinski Square around 7:15 a.m. D.C. time. He'll then leave for Hamburg for the G20 summit. Trump is meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel at noon. At 1:30 p.m., he will attend the Northeast Asia Security Dinner.
The New York Times' Julie Hirschfeld Davis and Glenn Thrush put the foreign trip into perspective. Trump aides say their biggest concern is Trump's meeting Friday with Vladimir Putin. The other big meeting to watch is presidents face-to-face with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Back in Washington, Tara Palmieri is reporting how Trump's aides are building their own empires in the West Wing. Steve Bannon, for instance, has two special assistants, a deputy assistant, an executive assistant, and a body man working in his war room. Plus, he has an external press hand, something his predecessors under President Barack Obama, David Axelrod, and David Plouffe never had while working in the White House. Senior advisor Jared Kushner has seven staffers below him, including his own communications advisor, a former Hollywood PR exec who previously repped Kushner's real estate work, Tara reports.
In Congress, Mitch McConnell's facing more headaches when it comes to health care. Conservative outside groups, including FreedomWorks and Club for Growth, are pushing the Kentucky Republican to support Senator Mike Lee and Ted Cruz's push to move the bill further to the right. Our colleague, Politico Senate reporter Burgess Everett, reports that the move is significant. Without at least a neutral stance from conservative groups, it could be impossible for McConnell to find the 50 votes he needs to pass a repeal bill this month. But what the right is asking for may not be able to pass the Senate either.
And on the 2018 front, The Wall Street Journal's Natalie Andrews is reporting that the GOP is scrambling to recruit candidates. Meanwhile, Alana Shore and Heather Cagle report that Democrats are looking to pitch voters on their long-promised economic agenda they're now calling the Better Deal. But even as Democratic leaders look to push this messaging, the two report that several moderate Democrats facing re-election next year told Politico that no matter what leadership does, they're preparing to craft their own pitch to voters.
Our colleague Holly Tusey takes you behind the scenes at the State Department how Rex Tillerson's new Deputy Secretary of State, John Sullivan, is getting high marks. Sullivan is going to oversee a steering team focused on restructuring state and the U.S. Agency for International Development, one of the thorniest issues facing the State Department.
And in the juice, we've got Shannon DeBarry, Chief Operating Officer and Executive Vice President at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, retiring at the end of the year after 38 years with the trade group. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.